Plaquemines Parish, near the mouth of the Mississippi, is no stranger to disasters, from great floods to massive hurricanes. But this bayou community might now be facing its biggest test yet, the rapidly collapsing oil market. As Tegan Wendland reports, the parish's budget is tied to the price of oil, and that means Plaquemines is staring down a major budget shortfall.
It's rush hour at the West Point of Lahatch Ferry. It crosses the swollen Mississippi and pulls up to the dock. Cars drive off and up the levee to get to Highway 23. Like many workers in Plaquemines Parish, Brian Jose Vitas Quesada commutes south every day. He lives in Belle Chasse, but works in construction down in Beerus and Empire.
I have to use it every day because it's a long way home. It's like $10 of gas that I spend, and I just pay $1 here.
Without the ferry, this would be an 85-mile drive, back up through New Orleans and down the East Bank. It's an expensive service and heavily subsidized by the parish. While riders only pay a dollar, the parish pays $9 for every car. Now that service could be cut as the parish council struggles to balance a $7.5 million budget shortfall. At a recent meeting, over Zoom, of course, Representative Trudy Newberry reacted to a proposal to take on more debt to fill the gap.
This pandemic that we're in is definitely an eye-opener, and we need to get off our butts and we need to do something.
Finance manager Tommy Surpass responded.
The problem is we're too late this year. Even if we, we did layoffs now, you wouldn't see that until September. When I run out of money in August or September, how are we going to pay the bills? I mean, everything will have to stop. I mean, we won't be able to pay anything.
And the parish has lots of expenses. The ferry, shipyards, mosquito control, firefighters. So I went to Parish President Kirk Lapine.
How did the parish come to so heavily rely on oil and gas?
That's a good question.
Here's how. The parish owns about 100,000 acres of land in the Gulf of Mexico that it leases out to oil companies, which pay to drill there. So they've pegged their budget on the price of oil, projected to be about $59 a barrel for 2020. But it plummeted into the negatives before inching back up to about $30 a barrel this month.
We put all eggs in one basket, and that now it's here. It's reality.
The losses have created a long-term budget gap, and Lapine has been forced to make a list of non-essential departments to cut and employees to lay off.
Well, it's not fun. It's not fun.
He's not ready to say which services could be cut. He has to run that plan by the council first. But they could include road maintenance, animal control, and mosquito control, all pretty essential. Taxes will likely increase. Richie Blink grew up down in Plaquemines and lives in Empire. It's almost as far south as you can get in Louisiana. The levees rise high on either side of Highway 23. The Mississippi laps at the banks to the east, and to the west, the eroding marsh of Bay Vacherie.
I was just eating some lunch.
In back?
Yeah.
Is there shade back there?
Yeah, sure. Come on back. I was doing some honey harvesting this morning, and sorry, my yard is kind of a wreck right now.
It looks nice to me.
Blink's trailer home is an oasis of citrus trees and flowers. You can see he loves this little piece of swampy land. He makes his living taking people on swamp tours. In his free time, he plants trees to prevent the marshes from eroding. A few years ago, he decided to channel that passion and run for office.
You know, and I always thought it would be a hurricane that would get us and not, you know, a virus and the ensuing economic hard times that would follow that.
He says the council's going to be forced to increase taxes and add fees, and that's going to be hard on people, many of whom aren't well off. And he's frustrated with past leaders.
It's the equivalent of being almost irresponsible with a trust fund. You know, eventually, one day, that oil was going to run out.
It's a small parish with a population of just 23,000. Many coastal parishes are seeing shrinking populations as people move north after every storm.
You know, I worry that, you know, after a major hurricane, when, you know, we've already lost 2/3 of the population in the southern part of the parish, that if there's another big hit to the population, we're not going to be able to afford the municipal water service. We're not going to be able to afford, you know, if there's a levee break and it washes the road out in a big section, can we put the road back?
Director of Tulane Center for Environmental Law, Mark Davis, co-authored a paper that looked into these types of tipping points for coastal parishes.
Well, what we've really been seeing is a trend, you know, toward, you know, the cost of living and working and governing in coastal parishes going up, yet the ability of local governments in particular and the state to meet those demands has been going down.
The economy is shifting. Globalization has made fishing less profitable. Oil and gas has shifted offshore rather than on land. People are moving away, and the cost of living increases with every storm. And Plaquemines isn't alone. All of the coastal parishes rely on oil and gas revenue to an extent.
Now, the future of our coastal communities is increasingly determined by who believes that you're insurable, who believes that you'll be able to pay back bonds.
That's exactly the kind of gamble Plaquemines is being forced to take right now. Who will issue them more bonds and loans when they're already $150 million in debt? The fact is, life will continue to change in Plaquemines.
I don't think that these parishes are done for by any means, but they're not going to look the way they look now.
Residents will likely continue to leave, heading north to higher ground. Officials bet big on oil, but that bet's not paying off. Now they're turning to natural gas. A huge LNG terminal is being built, hoping that'll keep the parish afloat. That could mean Plaquemines will become just one more industrial area, a place to commute to for work, rather than a place to raise honeybees, orange groves, or families. In Plaquemines Parish, I'm Tegan Wendland.